store, the map is slow. A river song they play's got me thinking about you. I see a fella walking down the street. He looks at me and he smiles real sweet. But he don't matter to me, 'cause I'm thinking about you.
Familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Former President Trump appeared in a court of appeals hearing today. His attorneys say he's wrongly charged in the federal election interference case and should have absolute immunity for his actions. ABC's Pierre Thomas says prosecutors and the judge challenged that argument.
Trump's attorneys are arguing that he has complete immunity from criminal prosecution because his actions surrounding January 6th were taken while he was president of the United States. But special counsel Jack Smith is claiming that Trump's actions were not part of his official duties as president, but were personal in nature, designed to illegally keep him in office, even though he had lost.
The State Department says today's talks between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli leaders centered on the U.S. core goals of protecting civilians, increasing aid for Gaza, and keeping the conflict from spreading in the region. Winter storms impacting much of the country, with snow in the Midwest, the threat of tornadoes in the south, and wind and rain on tap for the Northeast. This is ABC News. Dog meat for human consumption voted off the menu in South Korea.
The vote in the South Korean parliament, unanimous. 208 in favor of the ban, zero against. The legislation makes slaughtering, breeding, and the sale of dog meat for human consumption illegal from 2027, punishable by 2 to 3 years in prison. Recent surveys showed more than half of South Koreans wanted dog meat banned, and a majority no longer eat it. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
It's the end of an era. Tiger Woods and his partnership with Nike is ending after 27 years. Woods signed a multi-year contract with Nike for $40 million back in 1996. At that time, it was the highest endorsement deal ever for for a professional athlete. Today marks 25 years since Pokemon, the Japanese trading card, launched in the U.S. A 1999 first edition box set sold last spring. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
The snow comes to an end in our Real Country 1430 forecast. We'll have patchy blowing snow late this afternoon. Temperatures low 30s, north winds at 10 to 20. Tonight, patchy blowing snow early, lows low 20s. Tomorrow, 40% chance of snow, highs near 30. Be listening for Durand, Arkansas at Spring Valley Girls Basketball tonight. The Advent Health Panther previews at 6:45, tip-off at 7 o'clock here on WRDN, and online at our website at realcountry1430.com.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A man found dead in a Waupun home last week has been identified. Ted Allen has an update.
Police there say the body of 74-year-old Paul Abrash Sr. was discovered inside the home Thursday morning after they received the report of an individual believed to be deceased inside the residence. Friday autopsy found numerous injuries to the torso, head, and face of Abrash. Officials are still waiting for the final autopsy results, as well as toxicology reports on the cause of death. Waupun police have also taken an unidentified person into custody in relation to Abrash's death.
The National Weather Service is sticking firm to its prediction of 10 inches of snow for a lot of people across Wisconsin. That winter storm warning will remain in effect until 3 a.m. on Wednesday. Milwaukee may be seeing only 3 inches of snow, but the center part of the state could be seeing that full 10 inches. That's your news. I'm Raymond Newpert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong. Rural Mutual Assurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual Insurance, the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin, is here for you even when the weather isn't. With crop hail damage, protect your operation from hail, fire, lightning, and more. Visit ruralmutual.com/farm.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across Western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for Western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand, the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand,
Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand and Mull Drive, Eau Claire. The Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. And Provisions Health of Durand, changing the way you experience healthcare. Find out more at provisions.health. Pepin, Buffalo, Eau Claire, Wabashung, Goodhue counties are all under winter weather advisories for the day. The National Weather Service is expecting 2 to 3 inches of snow, along with slick roads and wintry conditions. Now, there are winter storm warnings for folks farther to the south. Folks say in central and southern Wisconsin could see up to 10 inches of snow today. Western Wisconsin is looking at another chance of snow later in the week as well, and then falling temperatures after that. The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion on emergency shelter fundraising from Western Dairyland, discussion of an environmental monitoring proposal from Oak Ridge Engineering, and discussion and possible action on adopting water utility simple rate case increases. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center in Mondovi. The long wait for the first decision in the murder of 10-year-old Lily Peters is due this month. The judge in the case said he'll decide by the end of January if the teenage suspect in Peters' murder will be tried in adult court. Peters was killed back in April of 2022, and the trial for murder has been on hold because of delays in the court system in Chippewa Falls. If the trial is moved to adult court, the suspect, who was 14 years old at the time, would face a much stiffer sentence. The driver of the truck that ended up inside Eau Claire's Regency Inn and Suites is the only person hurt in last night's accident. Police say a pickup truck burst through the wall and into a room last night. The truck was so far into the room that it trapped the people who were staying there. Eau Claire police say the truck's driver was hurt, but are not saying how badly. Well, Lacrosse Brewer is looking to cash in on a controversy. 608 Brewing Company announced a Chancellor Joe Gow-themed beer in a Monday Facebook post. The reveal for the Hot for Chancellor beer comes less than 2 weeks after the University of Wisconsin Board of Regents voted unanimously to fire Gow after becoming aware of porn videos featuring the chancellor and his wife. The beer, according to the craft brewer, packs a walloping 5% alcohol by volume and includes cherries, apricots, peaches, and vanilla flavors. The can features a cartoon of Gow carrying a bowl of fruit and a strategically placed sign reading, "Censored." You're listening to WRDN News.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Some Republicans and Democrats at the Wisconsin Capitol agree they don't like the newly proposed medical marijuana program in the state. Menominee State Representative Clint Moses, along with a number of other Republicans yesterday, pitched the plan to open five state-owned marijuana dispensaries and allow some people with chronic or severe medical conditions to buy some marijuana products. Smokable marijuana is not one of them. Some Democrats, like Madison Senator Melissa Agard, said the medical program is too restrictive and won't help enough people. While some Republicans, like State Representative Barbara Dietrich, said she doesn't want to open the door to fully legal pot in the state. Supporters, though, think they have enough vote to pass the program. Governor Evers has said he would sign it. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging the public to report any black bear den locations across Wisconsin with an ongoing black bear reproductive study. While reporting all den locations is critical to the success of the study, there's a particular need for reports from Buffalo and Pierce counties. Now, the public's encouraged to report as much information about occupied black bear dens as possible without approaching or disturbing the den. Helpful information would include a photo of the den showing it relative to the surroundings, the GPS location, and a description of the location of the den. For more information, visit the Wisconsin DNR website. A Casson, Minnesota man is headed to prison after pleading guilty to second-degree murder. 33-year-old William Schillingford was sentenced to 21 years in prison for the shooting death of 70-year-old John Colbert in Byron in 2022. According to the Olmsted County Sheriff's Department, Schillingford shot Colbert twice while racking his gun, assuming a shooting stance, and he also raised the gun. Now, three shots were fired. Schillingford and Colbert were acquaintances. The Red Cross is sounding the alarm about a critical blood shortage in Wisconsin. The Red Cross yesterday said blood donations are at about 20-year low. Dr. Eric Gary says the situation is dire as we head into the depth of the winter season. He says all blood types are needed, but type O blood is needed the most. The Red Cross says the number of blood donors across the country has dropped by more than 40% over the past 20 years. They're hoping that by sounding the alarm, they can get more people to donate. You're listening to WRDN News.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Durand Smokehouse ground beef sale going on now through January 18th. $4.59 a pound, packaged in 1, 1.5, or 2 pound tubes. There's a 10-pound minimum on orders. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85.